Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I was just listening to the news. We'll have to talk about that at a later time, though. A later time. Because we are in the middle of an anniversary. Because 2 years ago this week, the United States shut down. Yeah. Churches and schools and businesses went dark. Weddings, funerals, and birthdays were silent. City streets were empty like the night of the comet, if you've ever seen that movie. We resembled occupied Paris more than the bustling hub of what was Americana the day before. And 2 years later, as the last of the mask mandates for school children falter and crack, it's tempting to believe this nightmare may be finally over. Just as the disease is going to haunt us a long while, so too will the effects of how we try to fight it. Because they're going to keep trying to recycle the disease. That's a given. Americans' relationships with our politicians and bureaucrats and schools and media, police and churches are fundamentally altered. The entire West's relationships with these major segments of society are forever remade. And as we look out on the wreckage of 2 years of COVID policy, as well as our spiking fuel prices, rocketing inflation, a contested election, a Chinese Olympics, and a land war in Europe, it's increasingly clear that far from standing at the end of a dark era, we are now teetering unsteadily at the very beginning of one. And it's very hard to notice at first. The modern West has become so accustomed to that slow, glacial, steady decline, the kind that Merle Haggard used to sing about and Ronald Reagan ran against, that complaining about it has become cliche, like the angry old man waving his cane. More than that, it's very tempting to view the past 2 years as separate from our other major problems. But just as Black Tuesday began an era marked by the Depression, the Dust Bowl, the New Deal, the Second World War, and a fundamental reshaping of American life, so too will the lockdowns mark the start of a ride that we may not be able to get off of. Even in states that have long since shrugged off the bureaucrats' COVID demands, trust is broken. The people had believed in March 2020 that if they did their parts, all would be well. As President Calvin Coolidge famously said, the chief ideal of the American people is idealism, and the chief business of the American people is business. And neither our idealism nor our industry were rewarded for our compliance with trying to help, with trying to be one big American community and slow that spread. Because from March 2020 on, ours was ruled not by the people, but by bureaucratic diktat. We were portrayed by our politicians who were flying abroad and getting haircuts and going maskless and holding parties, dining out while we are also closing schools and forbidding gatherings and banning amenities and demonizing all who resisted or even questioned their regal orders. The corporate media betrayed us, propping up liars and fools, tearing down all who spoke out against their champions and spreading fear and hatred of dissent as far and wide as their words would carry. The nation's teachers betrayed us. They used COVID to gain a grab bag of vacation time, control over parents, wage hikes, and other unrelated perks, all while punishing school children with years of masks and separation and the educational and developmental retardation those rules caused. Even our much vaunted hospital workers betrayed us. They kept dying husbands from their dying wives, grown children from their elderly parents, brothers from their sisters, and babies from their mothers, all to ensure COVID safety. And as hard as it seems, a lot of this might be good, this slap in the face, this betrayal, because not that our politicians, media, teachers, and health care are broken. That's quite evident. But now, other Americans who weren't tuned in, who were not connected, who were not paying attention, they now recognize just how broken all of those institutions are. Other betrayals are fresher. While corruption among our most powerful religious leaders is older than the Bible itself, when our government declared religion a disposable pastime, many of our religious leaders publicly obeyed, and when they bowed before the bureaucrats, a trust was broken. The family, the political unit as old as the body politic itself, also suffered. While American political fights have frayed blood relations since Benjamin Franklin fought his loyalist son, the past 2 years have seen so marked an increase in familial destruction that few of us are left untouched. Like this past Christmas, for example, people across the country told their relatives they would not be welcome if they hadn't taken the vaccine. You probably know more people this hurt than you realize. Many of them, sad and embarrassed, hid it, claiming they simply couldn't make the trip this year. Then there are the grandparents across the country who've not, they've never seen their grandchildren in the past month alone. I've read about two different couples seeing theirs for the first time ever, provided they quarantined for 2 weeks first and then took a test. And the kind of fear and intolerance it takes to bar your mother from your children extends to broader society, too. Cops and hospital workers and many others have lost their jobs over refusals to comply. Our inability to dissent from the latest COVID decree penetrates our society so deeply that the leftist comedy show Saturday Night Live is now openly mocking how closely American leftists have to monitor even their private conversations with friends. We've become very comfortable with censoring what is termed to be disinformation. And it's gone beyond COVID, and these days it's not surprising to see the hosts of a daytime TV show for women casually call for the investigation of journalists and politicians who express opposition to something they support, in this case, American intervention in the Ukraine. And it's becoming monotonous. Censorship, investigation, and even arrests are offered daily as solutions to problems as mundane as political or medical disagreement. I guess it's no longer true that we're all in this together. And as in past eras of marked trouble and struggle and decline, not all our problems are plainly linked, but they coalesce in their efforts. We're divided more now than we've been in 150 years and so less able to handle what comes our way. Many of our civil institutions, which were long sick, they're now terminally ill, or they seem that way. Distrust is running high, and why shouldn't it? And the result of this, as we plunge into the next series of crises, rapid inflation, destabilized fuel prices, destabilized dollar, the real prospect of world war in Europe, we have fewer tools to handle them, less willingness to try, and more suspicion of our fellow Americans than any time in over a century. And if you take it all in, you know that we're weaker than when we began in 2020. We know that far from returning to normalcy, we're entering a period of deadly turmoil, with enemies both foreign and domestic, intent on taking advantage of these divisions and our distrust and our dangerously unsteady economic situation. We've been challenged before, Pearl Harbor, 9-1-1. But we knew what to do, though, at that time. And we no longer share this understanding that no matter the monsters we'd face, and we face many, that everything would be okay, that the American way will go on. We no longer have confidence in ourselves. What's not yet written is whether we overcome all of these things. And that's going to be up to us. That's going to be up to us, because the past 2 years have cut us deeply and are going to haunt us for a very long time to come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Here lately, I've been seeing Tulsi Gabbard everywhere. There's a few things I like about her. She's a Democrat who does not seem to hate the guts of everybody that's not a Democrat, and she's an Army Lieutenant Colonel who is not a simpering weasel. Like some other prominent lieutenant colonels who I wouldn't put in command of a DFAC ice cream machine. and lots of other conservatives like Tulsi as well, in large part because she will call out other Democrats. But she is a Democrat, and while I'm happy to have her in the arena providing an example of someone I disagree with engaging in civil and reasoned discourse, in contrast to the likes of the ridiculously de-districted Adam Kinzinger, the flatulent Chi-Cop booty caller Eric Swalwell, the bottom line is that I do disagree with her. And so do you, on most things. Like, she's been anti-assault weapon. While I think that every healthy, law-abiding American should own at least one of those things. I mean, I have... I got one, two, three, and I got a fourth one on the way. She likes single payer and believes in the climate scam. So she is not one of us, even though she is also not our enemy in the sense that she wants to load us on trains for the re-education camps. It's just that a Democrat who is not sacrificing children to ball so that he brings down his fiery wrath upon us conservative heretics is so rare that she gets a ton of points for simply not wanting us dead. I also disagree with her on Ukraine. She's more open to the Russian point of view, and she takes more seriously Russian claims that I do not. I think she's naive about the danger that Putin poses and about the dangers we face from others looking at our alleged leader's incompetence. We have real interests and real enemies, and I think Tulsi is too often more aloha than don't tread on me. But she also thinks the biolabs issue is a bigger deal than it probably really is. Though our garbage foreign policy establishment's track record of lies and failure means it is not unreasonable to take its denials and, you know, and the changing stories, you know, you don't even have to put a Mount Everest of salt to that one. However, she's not treasonous. As that invertebrate Mitt Romney put it in an especially pathetic tweet designed to silence anyone not towing his party line. I disagree with Tulsi in that she's a little too easy on Putin, but also with that dog-tormenting jerk because he's too fake about being a hard, you know, hard on things. Mitt and his many healthy sons, Tig Tug, Tube, Tweeb, Skipper, Muffo, and Ploop, famously never served their country in uniform despite ample opportunity to put their money where their mouths are. Tulsi does and has. So the idea of this coiffed sissy insisting that a veteran of war is concerned for the lives of our troops, none of whom are Mitt or his kids, but who are you or yours, is treasonous for dissenting, is disgusting. I really hate the chicken hawk thing, I really do. It's intellectually bankrupt, but it's also emotionally essential. When I was in the military, because we were not in combat, and I'm no more a hero than Pete Audie Buttigieg, I was basically running a glorified track vehicle car wash because I was in charge of a track vehicle. And it had things on it, weapons and everything, and we were basically, in the 80s, we were fighting the Cold War against the Soviet Union. But I'm not going to be lectured at, nor allow a officer like Tulsi to be lectured at by this duty-dodging jerk. And he is a jerk. And remember, he hired Rick Grenell on his 2012 campaign, but when somebody people complained, instead of telling them, I'm standing behind Rick, and if that costs me your vote, so be it, he allowed Grenell to resign. Recently, he backstabbed Senator Mike Lee in the race against that McMuffin guy. So Mitt can spare me his faux moral loyalty jive. You know. Nobody deserves that kind of abuse, and not Tulsi Gabbard. She doesn't deserve that abuse from a pipsqueak like Mitt, but we need to understand that she is no conservative. And that does not mean we should not hear her out, even attempt to convert her. She was a speaker at CPAC, and her speech touched on things we share in common and was well received. This is actually the way we should be dealing with Democrats. Democrats should be like her. Because then we could actually govern. We could find the common ground. As long as we don't, you know, fall for the climate scam or ban assault weapons. you know, we need to test and question our own ideas. And while we can see what happens when you don't ever escape your bubble by listening to the enemies, we need to remember that we need to know them. And they can't articulate their own views coherently, and they can't articulate ours. How often have you heard the leftists explain to you about how I thought conservatives were supposed to support companies' rights? Thank you very much. I'll handle my own thinking there. Thanks. Put your mask back on and go out there and try to charge that car of yours. If you think modern conservatives are more concerned about with Twitter's rights than with making sure a pack of Silicon Valley oligarchs can't impose a regime-friendly social credit system on all Americans, you need to get out of the beltway a little bit more. Get out of that bubble. Tulsi does agree with some of the things we do, and it's fine to work together where we can, but all that talk of a Trump-Tulsi ticket is just crazy. She's not a nice person, but she's wrong on a lot of key points. And I don't hate her for that. I disagree, and because we disagree, let's respect the fact that she has different views on critical issues enough to not pretend she could just paper them over and become one of us. She would have to change, and I mean change. And I think she has changed some, and perhaps she will change more in the future. Ronald Reagan changed. He evolved from a New Dealer into the scourge of the welfare state. But she's not where we are now, and our differences matter. And while her stay out of the Ukraine-Russia war position is the right one to the extent that no forces get involved, we should provide some weapons and aid. And she should be respected, not because we agree with much of what she has to say, but because we don't, and yet she can still act like an adult and engage with us. And the principled frauds like Mitt, who whined about Trump's mean tweets, are the ones who cannot do it. And if you disagree with the official narrative, out comes the flaccid treason charge. But don't mistake a non-enemy for a team member. She's not a conservative, and that's okay. She's not an enemy. And right now, that would be enough. That would be enough for us to start a resurgence if more were like her, with a D behind their name in politics today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking through a translator for the majority of his speech to Congress, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky invoked 9/11 and Pearl Harbor during his passionate address to Congress, pleading with American leaders to do more to help stop his country's war with Russia.
It's a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people. Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone. Something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
After his speech, President Joe Biden announced another $800 million of a $13.6 billion spending package for Ukraine will go toward security assistance. And it's going to cost more to ride your Uber today. A new surcharge kicks in at 45 to 55 cents per trip to help drivers
amid record gas prices. This is USA Radio News. U.S. lawmakers are saying that Russia is on the brink of a total default.
Russia is on the brink of a financial obligation default. The economic cost of Russia's assault on Ukraine was further revealed on Wednesday as President Putin teetered on the brink of its first default on international debt since the Bolshevik Revolution. Moscow is due to pay $117 million in interest payments on a couple of dollar-dominated sovereign bonds it sold in 2013. Now, it should be noted there is a grace period, so we're really not going to know whether this is a default or not until April 15th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking to slow historic surges in consumer prices, the Fed has raised its key short-term interest rates today by a quarter percentage point for the first time in more than 3 years and has forecasted six more hikes this year. That's up from the three total quarter point increases Fed officials predicted in December and the more than six moves many economists predicted this week. Another four hikes are expected in 2023.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm concentrating on a lot of topics that I think that, I'm trying to explain this because we're getting pushed into a corner where things could go really sideways. And in the meantime, we've still got people trying to disarm us in order for all of these things to actually go into effect. As bad as it is right now, it's not as bad as it could get. As bad as it is. Critical race theory, that was the first moniker they employed to take us down the path of communism. And the second and most broadly held term is climate change. This is why one of the reasons you're paying so much at the pump is because of the climate change cult. And climate change is a term, it's nothing more than a well-executed rhetorical trick that masks the one-world agenda. Now, recall that Aristotle was the ancient who defined in his book, Rhetoric, the concept as the use of all the available means of persuasion. And throughout the collected works of Aristotle, he postulated that the rhetorician is someone who is always able to see and use what is persuasive. Now, for sometimes better but mostly worse, rhetoric is the modus operandi of politicians, the coin of the realm in their very hypocritical world. The Biden administration is no stranger to the use of rhetoric. We have a national average right now today of around $4.32 a gallon for regular unleaded. And in Wokeifornia, it is $5.73 and likely heading higher. There are several culprits, and at the top of the list is the President Joe non compos mentis, Biden, and the leftists who permeate his administration. They made sure on his first day in office that he advanced a host of executive orders embracing, among other things, the Green New Deal, which was first advocated by AOC in 2019 but laid fallow during President Trump's watch. Around the world, legislation was developed to target global warming. warming, excuse me, which had failed on its face because data presented in an April 29, 2021 Wall Street Journal article indicated that all of the CO2 commitments made in Paris, including Barack Obama's to reduce U.S. emissions by 26-28%, would reduce the Earth's temperature increase by a mere 0.17 degrees Celsius by 2100, not even close to the 1.5 degrees it is supposedly needed to head off doomsday. Of course, now, nobody knows what doomsday means. They don't know what it is, but it has superb rhetorical flourish for the mainstream media and the progressive true believers. Which, by the way, don't actually believe that. That's why, you know, that's why Obama buys all of this beachfront property. Common sense environmental economist Bjorn Lomborg points to the fact that recent increases in CO2 have caused the Earth's biomass to expand and become significantly greener. And he argues that the whole global warming argument utterly fails to account for three important human factors. He presents statistics that could kill, that cold kills more people worldwide than heat. Each year, more than 100,000 people die from cold in the U.S. and 13,000 in Canada alone, which is more than 40 cold deaths for every heat death. Second, human ingenuity and resilience to global warming is never factored into academic or political-based models or the discourse of climate alarmists. And that's because federal government funding only gives grants which bolster their global climate warming agenda. And finally, that bevy of high-minded commitments made in Paris to reduce global emissions by less than 28% would reduce Earth's temperature increase by less than 0.17 degrees Celsius by 2100, which is purely a guess. And it negates the figure of the 1.5 degrees that John Kerry alleges is needed to avoid Armageddon. He does that while he's on the phone in his private jet, flying around the world, preaching doomsday. Telling Putin, I hope you get out there and make some bombs that don't smoke too much. So, rhetorically, global warming has fallen and it can get up. So what is a progressive to do but use some rhetorical sleight of hand to fix that problem? So open mouth and insert climate change. That vacuous term is akin to redundant phrases like wet water, breaking surf, or true facts. This is planet Earth. It is a living thing. And climate has always changed and will continue long after the progressive take their last breath. And how clever to name their linchpin concept to something both unprovable and irrefutable. We are all endangered by our climate changing. A seventh grade class in logic could see through this rhetorical canard, but progressive adults are blinded by the climate light. Climate activist Greta Thunberg, a tween at 19, has been the go-to climate guilt tripper to elites from Davos to the United Nations Climate Action Summit. And this mistress of overstatement claims, rhetorically, people are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. She can probably see the vacuousness of the global warming canard, but it's making too much money and attracts too much notoriety, hyping it to change her hysterical ways. And her pal John Jetfuel Kerry joined her in the United Nations COP26 conference in Glasgow. Her address to the 2020 World Economic Forum screeched, our house is still on fire and you're fueling the flames. Our emissions have to stop to stay where we are to have a chance to stay below the 1.5 degree target. And until we have the technology that at scale can put our emissions to minus, then we must forget about net zero. We need real zero. Well, you could do that. You would have to stop all airline travel, even to Davos and the other climate summits. And this would be most difficult for the likes of Greta and Biden climate emissary John Kerry, who praised the United States, Canada, Japan, the UK, and the EU for putting forward plans that do keep 1.5C alive, but said there's a number of other countries that have not yet submitted their plans. And this Russian invasion of the Ukraine has brought their best laid plans to naught, because those happen to be the world's worst polluters, China, India, and Russia. And there are two chances of them making climate change compromises in the next decade, which are slim and none. And you know what has happened to the slim. So in the world of politics, if pronouncements seem too good to be true, they undoubtedly are. climate change, okay? And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things that would be better if we went back to a simpler time, no doubt about it. But there's a lot of things that would not. They would not. Prior to where we are technologically, I think the average age used to be that you could live to, hopefully, would be maybe, 47? I mean, where do we want to get out there and draw the line and say we've gone too far technologically? Because technologically, one day we will have green energy. We will have that one day. We're going to figure out the whole fusion-fission thing. We're going to figure out a lot of different things about nuclear after a few people die off. And, we are going to move on. But right now, those things, let the market decide that. Politicians can't change nothing. They cannot dictate and legislate that the economy and the climate will be cleaned and we're going to create all of these jobs and everything out of whole cloth. That just doesn't work that way. It has never worked that way. It's never going to work that way. But you can't tell the climate change people that because they're in their own little cult. Indeed they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, I want you to remember one thing that they did to you during the whole COVID thing. They created fear. And fear is a good thing because people fold when they cannot control their fear. Now, for some people, right? Maybe fear of COVID. Maybe fear of the climate. However, the problem that faces the left today is they have sort of coddled things like BLM and Antifa, and violence and crime has become their ally in a lot of ways. The problem is that they want to disarm us, too. They want to disarm us, but they want to set loose crime upon us. That becomes problematic because some people who are become victims, like if you've been some sort of a victim of a horrific assault, you're not going to sit there and say to yourself, well, this is, I need to just get into the fetal position. You know, you can imagine you've been a victim, but for a lot of people, that's not difficult because they've been victims. Many of those people eventually become gun owners and even Second Amendment activists. So, let's look at something that happened here recently in Arizona. One Arizona activist speaking before a state Senate committee elicited the kind of response no one should be subjected to. Lauren Snyder, whose voice quivered as she recounted the horrors of the assaults, plural, wasn't just ignored, but was insulted and denigrated by State Senator Lupe Contreras, whose advice was that if you're afraid, you should stay at home behind locked doors. Verbatim. Seriously. And here it is. didn't we just recently enjoy International Women's Day? So, looking at a legislator who's been elected by some way or means, get out there, it is devastating to hear one completely disregard testimony of a female constituent and display his utterly hypocritical nature. Because, okay, first of all, he's a guy. Guys are not subjected to the kind of violence that women are, unfortunately. Maybe they would think different things about it, but there's a lot of things that come into play with that because we're guys. We're men, and we are able to deal with and handle that kind of violence, turn it around, sometimes make it worse for the guy who attacks us. Arizona Senator Contreras claims that if someone's scared, he or she should just stay home. Give in to your fear. Fold. Stay home. live your life ordering your groceries. Every time you want to do something, just buy it and watch it on your TV. Order the TV on Amazon. Never leave the house. Never see the sun. That's not only condescending, but it's a complete and total dismissal of the natural right of self-protection, because we are meant to be social creatures, we humans. Legislators should be empowering both men and women to defend themselves and walk proudly where they want to go. Especially in the case of Lauren, who a brave delegate who spoke up. She lived through traumatic incidents and was born with something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Contreras claims to be a gun owner, but he shows his true colors and attitude towards the Second Amendment and his constituents here. He said, "I don't feel the need to carry a gun everywhere I go. I'm not scared everywhere I go." Well, you know, that's fine, Lupe. Lauren has withstood a kidnapping attempt. And as she was describing this, she was having trouble just thinking about it, just articulating it. There's a bill there, HB 2316, which would decriminalize concealed carry by licensed carriers in public buildings. For someone who's endured assaults, plural, like Lauren, that's big. And she argues such a bill would benefit anyone with a carry permit. Our rights to defend ourselves shouldn't change just because we cross over a threshold into a specific building or public space. And she's absolutely right. If we go into a public area and they don't want us to be armed, that's fine. I better see some armed people there whose job is to protect us. And here's where the problem with this comes. They would point to, this is where they fight us with stats. So they would get out and tell us that it's a very rare occasion that that kind of an attack occurs. And we don't have the money in the budget to pay someone just to stand around to make sure that you feel good about yourself. Now remember, everything else is about feeling good. A lot of stuff Democrats do is to feel good. Lauren said, "I couldn't believe those words were coming out of his mouth just a few moments after my testimony. He came off as very pompous and ignorant. It was frustrating to have 90 seconds to state my case and then not be able to actually respond. I would have loved to say that it must be nice to not ever worry about someone attacking him and that suggesting that a woman should just stay at home in 2022 is very out of touch." Now, in fairness, he did later claim he wasn't speaking to Lauren. But so what? That's a completely, totally, you can't prove it by what you said, son, okay? You can't prove it by what you said. Wasn't enough to say, "I'm not talking to you." He had already dismissed the reality she experienced and admonished people with her history to stay inside forever, to essentially become shut-ins, because that's certainly how it sounded. I can't help but wonder if Contreras would be so flippant about telling someone fearful of open carry or constitutional carry that if they're scared of law-abiding citizens carrying guns, they should just stay home. Would he tell them that? I also wonder what would happen if he got beaten in an attack. See, one of the things about armed self-defense is that if you are attacked, you do not know where that's going to end. Are they just going to beat you and take your phone and your car keys and your wallet and your credit cards? Or do they want to kill you today? If you're a female, do they want to rape you and rob you and then kill you because, you know, we can't have no witnesses? Where does this end when you're being in the middle of an attack? And, you know, for these guys, they can never answer that. For somebody like Lauren, she knows. She's had multiple incidents. She knows that nowhere is safe. There are no safe spaces. She knows this. She knows it. And that comes into play. Contreras, I can't actually say what I'd like to say about him. I think he truly deserves to experience what victims go through. Now, I can't tell you what I'd like to see happen to him, because the FCC will not allow me to. But this is a guy who likes fear. And this female, she took time to stand up in front of a crowd and tell a story about her own trauma. And that's something that the politicians, who are supposed to be out there to empower you, they're not supposed to protect you. They empower you so that you can then take care of yourself. Once they do that, they get out of the way. And that's not the way he sees it. You cannot guarantee perfect safety in a building. And if you want to say that you can, remember that people don't just get disarmed in most places. They have to be disarmed at least from the car to the door, a point in which all kinds of horrible things could befall them. And according to Senator Contreras, if that bothers you, just don't come to that place. Just stay home, be a shut-in, a recluse. So pale. Yeah, he deserves something. Coming up next, Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.